John chapter 5. After these things there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down from time to time in the pool and stirred up the water. The first then to step in after the stirring up of the water was made well of whatever disease he was being held by. And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw this one lying there, and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." And immediately the man became well, and he took up his mat and walked. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. Therefore the Jews said to the one who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your mat." But he answered them, "He who made me well, that one said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your mat and walk'?" But he who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, there being a crowd in that place. After these things, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Sin no more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who made him well. And because of this, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I also am working." Because of this, therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And greater works than these he will show him, that you may marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he wills. For neither does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, in order that all may honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and it is now, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he gave to the Son to also have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all in the tombs will hear his voice, and will come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have practiced evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing from myself. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I testify concerning myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies concerning me, and I know that the testimony which he testifies concerning me is true. You have sent people to John, and he has testified to the truth. But it is not from man that I receive my testimony, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were willing to exult for a while in his light. But I have the testimony which is greater than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the works themselves which I do, testify concerning me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has testified concerning me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor have you seen his form. And you do not have his word abiding in you. For him whom he sent, this one you do not believe. You search the Scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is these that testify concerning me. Yet you are not willing to come to me, that you may have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in the name of my Father, and you did not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, and do not seek the glory that is from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote concerning me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?